When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and I have missed you. It's only been a day since I have posted, and I really wanted to write a piece today that honors the fact that I am building a habit. It's dawned on me that we're indirectly forming a very beautiful relationship. I don't know who you are on the other side of these audio waves, but I can only imagine you are an outstanding, exquisite, full of warmth in your heart human being, and I wish nothing more than to spend an afternoon with you sipping a coffee or an evening having a glass of wine. So wherever you are, just know that I care for you deeply. Maybe we're just meeting each other on the audio waves, but who knows, maybe we can run into each other in one of these alleys in the world. If you see me, please say hi and say that you've listened to Not Your Average Joe. I appreciate you so, so much. This one is dedicated towards everybody who's forming a habit of listening to my podcast daily while I form my daily habit of writing. This piece is called Emotional and Creative Flossing. Without further ado, let's get into it.
Cue the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe, not your average Joe.
I'm hooked. I can't imagine a day without this time of reflection where I sculpt thought into something digestible for both you and me. Back in 2020, when I began sharing my journals on Instagram with a 30-day challenge that eventually birthed Joe Club, I learned something that changed me. We were never taught mental and emotional hygiene. One of the first things I learned as a little girl on my road to independence was how to brush my teeth, along with how to wash my hair, wipe my butt, and as my mom used to put it, how to clean every hole in my body. When I asked why we do all of these processes, I was told that without hygiene, we get cavities and infections. We get sick. We're taught prevention to avoid diseases when it comes to our physical health, along with maintenance. Otherwise, we'd stink. Has it ever occurred to you that we rarely get taught how to take care of our emotional and mental health to the same degree? I've learned now that journaling is my mental and emotional hygiene activity. It gets the thoughts out of me, flossing out the gunk that shouldn't be there. Most of us are taught that the body needs exercise. It's how we're wired. Without movement, we could grow into some serious health issues, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, and other detrimental conditions that limit the quality of life we live. We have PE, or physical education, in elementary school. We learn how to take care of our physical health. But what about the mind? Exercising my mental looks like learning new things, diving into books and podcasts, doing puzzles. I've developed both the hygiene and maintenance of my mind over the last few years, and it's critical to my endurance. Without at least one full day of writing and reflecting each month, I crumble to pieces, losing grasp of my inner voice. I wade in an ocean trying to find myself while drowning from everyone else's requests. Taking that minute to regroup and collect my thoughts, being fully present, is me having a mental hygiene routine. We all brush our teeth, but not all of us floss, let's be real. When I look at my 24 hours, speaking in terms of mental health, some days I do go above and beyond. I go the extra mile, aka floss, with an undeniable triple threat of meditation, journaling, and exercise. On most days, though, I try to simply just do one of those activities, which would be considered a basic brush day, still essential. Would not leave your house without brushing your teeth. Why would you dare leave the house without brushing your mind, your emotions? You get what I'm trying to say? I've developed this concept and I've stuck with it for the last 3 years, but now I'm on a journey to develop my creative hygiene. I've been brushing my creative teeth for 16 days, and compared to my past, I feel like I've been living in filth. When it comes to creativity, we're also likely not taught that it's essential, let alone something to upkeep and maintain, develop. I was fortunate to grow up in a house where my mom encouraged the arts, but it still felt extracurricular, like a bonus. But deep down, we're all fundamentally creative. And this hygiene of our creativity is essential for us all to be fully self-expressed. It's almost like tuning up your car, charging your computer, getting regular checkups. We need to proactively maintain and train our creative muscles, otherwise we break out in innovation's main disease, a funk. Have you ever been in a funk or a creative constipation? It's when you have many, many things to express, but you're just not quite sure how. You're blocked by something, emotional, mental, or you simply don't even know how to start. Even worse, you don't think anyone would care. Despite these hesitations, your gut is borderline screaming at you to finally do something about it. I see you. And no, you are not alone. The funk happens when there's a misalignment in our everyday actions and our awareness of what we want. It's that sluggish feeling when you're glued to the bed, wanting a massive spatula to scrape you up, withering away in your own boredom. Creative depression is a real thing. It's where you lose your voice along the way, feeling muted with too many emotions to express and no way to expel them out of your being. I was there once, worried it was permanent. But luckily, I found in time that it's not. Creative funks are, in fact, temporary. To get out of them, though, it's like the conundrum of the chicken or the egg. In order to pull yourself up, you need to start making things. But you need the energy to make things, and the funk swallows all of your strength. So, how do you ultimately grasp back the creative control of your life and help yourself? You have damn good friends who challenge you to make things even when you don't feel like it. Or you wallow for a while, letting time heal your wounded heart. Until one day, like a thirst that hits you, there's no other choice but to drink up the creative juices and get into a flow state. I've experienced both, and I'm sure it won't be the last time. But at least now I know that the lowest points will not last forever. In fact, the dark places give your art more depth, and that's something to be grateful for. The creative funk is a challenging state of mind to be in, a borderline disease. I'm just now getting out of mine through this creativity hygiene habit of writing and editing every single day. I have to tell you, it feels much fresher on this side, like brushing with a new toothbrush, flossing, and using mouthwash all at once. Doing something about a good feeling is always better than letting it rot away, turning into a cavity you have to treat later. God forbid you need a creative root canal. The remedy is simpler than we ever considered. It's taking action day after day until your routine dissolves into habit. The same way you don't have to think about brushing your teeth, every single day you'll pick up your craft, exercise it, tune it up, refine it, maintain it, until you eventually grow without even intending to. Beyond growth, though, you'll be preventing problems down the line from the regret of not fully expressing yourself. Holding back self-expression is almost as bad as holding in a sneeze. One day, you might pop a blood vessel, and we can't have that. I'm curious to know, are you maintaining your creative hygiene? If not, send me a message with how you'll start. And that is it for the day. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm almost done with this challenge. Mind-blowing. If you enjoyed this episode and have a newfound appreciation for creative hygiene, please leave the show 5 stars and send me a DM on either at NotYourAverageJoePod, the show's account, or at Joe_Franco. I am checking both accounts daily. Also, I'm very happy to share that Joe Club has released a free 7-day life reboot prompt pack, which means you get 7 days of 7 very, very mind-boggling prompts for those moments in your life where you need to hit the Control-Alt-Delete button. I definitely need a reboot, maybe once every 3 months, sometimes more. I just hosted the first ever Joe Club B2B session, and it was so cool to see all of these employees working at a huge organization talking about their feelings and innermost thoughts. And it reminded me, I wrote down on a piece of paper while everybody was journaling. I wrote this down. I said, this is the work you were made for. Asking people deep questions, making them think, being a moderator for deep conversations. So please sign up for the Joe Club waitlist. The membership is currently closed. We'll open our doors again in February. And if you join the waitlist, you'll be the first to know. Plus, we give you a free dope newsletter every Friday with journal prompts, inspiration, all of the good things, including playlists to get your creativity flowing. Don't forget to have an above average day because you deserve it. And don't forget to creatively floss. See you soon.
Hey, yo, come listen to my girl, man. What you doing? Shit.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.